WHCL-FM, Clinton, New York. Baby Soda Jazz Band, I love them, and that's their CD. They have a CD, and you'll have to buy it right from them because it's probably hard to find anywhere else. But the links are on the Radiola blog, of course. Type Radiola into Google; it comes right up. That's what I do. I'm just so lazy; I don't like all that typing. Baby Soda Jazz Band, whom I met this past summer at a party, and I realized, just as they were setting up, that they were brilliant, and I didn't know that they were famous until I found out that they were, but they're just great. And on that recording, which was Blue Skies, sort of an ironic commentary on the current weather, but still, lovely, lovely stuff. Ben Pulser on the trumpet, Patrick Harrison accordion, Jared Engel banjo. I met Jared, nice guy. Peter Ford, he was there too, playing the box bass. David Langlois, I'm destroying that, I'm sorry, washboard vocals, and there were other members too. Dan Levinson also got on a few tracks, but that was a basic Baby Soda Jazz Man, and I got to hear more of their stuff. They ought to record more. They really ought to, and they're playing all over the place, so check out their site. They got a MySpace page, they're on Facebook, and they've got their own domain too, and boy, they're good. Before that, we heard Molly Ryan with These Foolish Things, and I gave you the personnel before the top. So I'll let that sink in. And this is Radio. I'm Eddie Senior. And before I play the next group of selections, a lot of interesting things coming up. tomorrow night, please tune in to the station for Mark Fuller's Retro Radio. Mark has, well, he does a radio show just like you remember hearing if you're my age. And I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I'm old enough. And but, you know, music of the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and I heard at least some of that. So you'll hear Mark tomorrow night here at 8 p.m. So, you know, just get up around, you know, have your dinner and tune in around 8. And also I wanted to thank British music journalist Paul Alcantara for sending me a magazine with an article that he wrote, which was just enlightening as anything, about brilliant guitarist and banjoist Perry Bechtel. And we will get into that more next week, but I do want to make an acknowledgement on air. And that's in a magazine in the British publication called Guitar Buyer. But it's very enlightening about Perry Bechtel and how he influenced the design of guitars that anyone who plays a guitar is influenced by it, because that's why you have a 14 fret neck. Because a banjo player needs all that extra stuff, so his banjo player influenced guitar design. So go tell that to your guitar teacher. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. So we're going to continue now with talk about an inventor. This is a National Guards band, which I believe is an Italian recording issued on Columbia on the International Series in this country early on, recorded about 1905. The Edison Marcia, Edison March. And please don't ask me to speak in a foreign language. I'll get killed. Thank you. That's a hard record. I was trying to figure out where to play that record, and I thought I'd finish up the set with that. I like that tune. It's a bit of a crunchy record. Isham Jones in 1921 with Stars, and it is just, I like the tune. It sort of has that Sheik of Araby feel to it, a little bit of Sands of the Desert and all that stuff, and I like that. Before that, a record that has, you know, the record physically is more interesting maybe than you would suppose, but it's Yasha Heifetz, Valse Bleuette, composed by Drigo, and that was recorded in 1917. And the interesting story behind that record, and I don't often tell record stories, but I have to tell this one. I was in the thrift shop downtown looking at stuff for one of the local places that has a thrift shop, not the Salvation Army, but another one. And I noticed an album of 78 sitting around. And I asked her, so what's the deal with those records? And she said, well, you know, somebody wanted those, but they haven't come back for them. It's been a long time. I said, well, what? I'll give you like $250 for the whole bunch. And they said, yeah, that's all right. So I got the thing and got it home, looked at it, or actually probably even before I got it home, I must have probably looked at it right then. And Yasha Heifetz had signed the label of the record with a fountain pen. The ink had somewhat had a little verdigris on it. It was rather an old signature. But I don't know what that's worth. I don't know. So maybe somebody will want to buy it. I'm not going to advertise it because this ain't Craigslist. Before that, the National Guards Band, the Edison March, and I'll just say the English word. And, you know, without Edison, we wouldn't be talking here tonight. We wouldn't be playing these records, and I'd be stumbling around in the dark. So thanks to Edison, we can do both. And we're going to continue now here on Radio. I'm Andy Senior. We're going to pick it up a little notch, still some acoustic stuff, but very interesting and tasty stuff indeed. Here's the Mobile Trio, Mobile, like in Alabama, Vernon Delhart on the vocal here with Strutton Jim. And on this and the next recording, you'll hear some pretty amazing sax work by Nathan Glantz. And I never gave Nathan a second glance, but I never realized, you know, he's amazing. So here's, according to the discography, it's a question mark after his name on this, but likely, since these are both Janets and he tended to hang around that studio, it's probably Nathan Glantz.
All the high-brown babies fall for him. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, threw you a curve there. That's the brand new CD by Dan Levinson, which is by the Transatlantic Sextet. Dan Levinson's Transatlantic Sextet. Ghosts of the Saxophone is the name of the CD. Invokes the spirit and the feel and the sound of the Six Brown Brothers. And it sounds even better in stereo. If we broadcast in stereo, that would be something, wouldn't it? But maybe later. But even so, even in monaural, it sounds marvelous. And there's that word again, because it is. And on there is the legendary Bob Wilbur on alto and soprano saxes, Alex Mendham on alto, Paul Lindemeyer on tenor, Nick Payton, N-I-K, not the trumpeter, but the Nick Payton, who's a UK musician, tenor sax, Dan on baritone, tenor, alto, and soprano saxes, and Vince Giordano on the bass saxophone, of course. And then what a sound this CD has. And you just imagine, that's what the Six Brown Brothers would have sounded like, but, you know, I think these guys play better. Just have to say it. And before that, speaking of guys who play very well indeed, we had Nathan Glantz on a couple of Harry Rannerman's orchestra, Whispering, 1920, and that's in a Janet, and I just love that sound. He just takes off with it. I've never heard that before, anyone doing all those little obligatos or whatever they're called. Musicians will correct me on that arabesque type stuff he was doing around the second and last chorus there of Whispering. Really amazing stuff was Nathan Glantz. And before that, he was also on that one, apparently. Mobile Trio, one of the Green Brothers, either Joe or one of those, George Hamlin or Joe, with Vernon Dalhart on the vocal. It was Strut and Jim, and that was from 1923. And now, some electric music, because you need it. I'm Andy Senior, and I probably need the electric chair, but I'm not ready for that yet. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and Radiola is here every Friday night at 8, as long as I'm capable. And now, here's Johnny Marvin again. And what sound? Mike Mosiello on cornet and Andy Sinella on reeds. I think it's the clarinet on this. What a sound these guys make. It all belongs to me.
Take a look at the flower in my buttonhole. Take a look, they ask me why it's there. Can't you see I'm all dressed up to take a stroll? Can't you tell there's something in the air? I've got a date, can't hardly wait. I'd like to bet she won't be late. Here she comes, come on and meet 100 pounds of what is mighty sweet. And it all belongs to me. Flashing eyes and how they roll, disposition like a sugar bowl. And it all belongs to me. That pretty baby face, that bunch of style and grace, should be in Tiffany's window in a platinum jewel case. Hey there, you get in touch. I'll let you look, but then you mustn't touch, for it all belongs to me. Now here she comes, come on and meet 100 pounds of what is mighty sweet, and it all belongs to me. Rosy cheeks, red hot lips, polished nails at her fingertips, and it all belongs to me. Those lips that I desire are like electric wire. She kissed a tree last summer, and she started a forest fire. I'm in love with what she's got. What she's got an awful lot, and it all belongs to me. Come on and meet 100 pounds of what is mighty sweet, and it all belongs to me. Those flashing eyes and how they roll, a disposition like a sugar bowl, and it all belongs to me. let you look, but then you mustn't touch, for it all belongs to me. Thank you.
I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby. And that was Shilkret's Rhythm Melodist again. I think it was Krumgold on the organ there. Sigmund Krumgold. Not Fats. No, that was a Sigmund session. And I think Lou Raderman was on the piano, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe I am. I'll have to look at my discography when I get home and correct myself. But he was Harry's, I think he was related. Yeah, you know, all these guys are related one way or another. All the Shilkrets seem to be related to each other because it was they changed the name when they came over. But I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby, 1928, Shilkrets with Melodists, and I love that salon sound. Before that, Sam Lennon and his orchestra, Polly, from 1927, and that's a perfect 78, and it was less than perfect condition, but I had to play it because Walt Mitchell, my friend Walt, down the road a piece, played that song as the theme of his radio show. I think he played the Zez Confrey recording. But you'll get to hear that because I'm going to have Walt as a guest this autumn, coming up very soon, within the next few weeks. You'll hear Walt, and he had a great show on WRVO. But well, let's not get into that. But it was a while ago, and it was a wonderful show, and I missed that from Horn and Mike. We began with Johnny Marvin and Mike Mosiello on trumpet, just killing me, and Andy Sinella on reeds. It All Belongs to Me, 1927. This is Radio. I'm Andy Sr. Thanks for listening tonight and streaming, and I'm so happy to have you aboard this vessel. And it's not we're not listing yet. We're having a lot of fun. Here's Bailey's Lucky Seven in 1923, Irving Kaufman singing it, and it seems very sincere indeed. I've got the Yes, We Have No Bananas blues. You know, people have been set off by less.
other fellow's yard, and the little row we have to hold seems mighty hard. You loved our little roaster till the days up there sedan, and now you call our roaster just an old tomato can. I can see where Pat is locking as I look across the fence, and as like as not, he thinks I've got more luck than ten. If we all could wear green glasses, then it wouldn't be so hard just to see how green the grass is in our own backyard.
Boy, are we running late, but I'll try to do it. Before that was Herb Wiedoff's Cinderella Roof Orchestra. He's Just a Horn-Tootin' Fool, 1925. Before that, the original Memphis Five, The Grass is Always Greener in the Other Fellow's Yard, 1924. And Bailey's Lucky Seven with Irving Kaufman. I've got the Yes, We Have No Bananas Blues from 1923. And now, in celebration of the upcoming gig in Chicago combined between the two groups, here's the West End Jazz Band, Too Bad.
¶¶
Okay, no time to gab, but I got to say, that group is going to play with the other group. That was Vince Giordano, and they're going to, and members of Vince Giordano's group and the Best in Jazz Band are going to play on October 31st and, under the auspices of the Ileana Club of Traditional Jazz in Chicago. So you Chicago listeners should go out there and listen to that. And that was My Pretty Girl. Yes, indeed. Before that was Too Bad, and it's just too bad I'm gabbing like a maniac tonight. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola. We're on every Friday night at 8 p.m. here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And tomorrow night, listen to Mark Fuller, and I'm going to shut up before I run way, way late because the Gray Fox is coming up, and I don't want to encroach on his territory. So here's Jack Benny. WHCL FM, Clinton, New York.